time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. The show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Kind you see on television, like the housewife of Atlanta or basketball wife. But the topic of this show tonight is combine fear and love to achieve confidence. The topic of the show tonight is combine fear and love to achieve confidence. And the first scripture that we will be using is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. But at this time, I would like to open up this show with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us how to work together to understand one another and to think and talk things out before we make decisions. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to put a disclaimer out there that I would not be coming from the King James Version Bible, but I do read the King James Version Bible. But I'm coming from the Bible study book to help me understand the scriptures a little bit more better. But I do read the King James Version. But today I'm going to come from this the Bible study Bible to help me to understand the scripture a little bit more better. So, but I do read the King James Version, so I just want to put that disclaimer out there to people and to let them know that I do read the King James Version Bible. But we're going to go ahead and open up and read our first scripture of tonight. And that's 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. And it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love throws fear outside. Because fear exercises, indeed, he that is under fear has not been made perfect in love. So faith conquer this world. Yes, your faith will conquer this world. Tell yourself, Lord, sometimes it gets hard on this journey in life. So many crossroads. Not knowing which way to go. But I pray all roads lead back to you. There will be a few wrong roads you take. You should be looking for the sign to direct you back on the right path. You don't want to get lost out here and be left alone. So keep asking for direction to God's mercy. You should say every morning, you blew the breath of love into my body with so much authority that it inclined me to say to myself, yes, I can do it. I can do anything that I set my mind to. So your spirit touched my fear and ran them away. Your determination took on, you're not good enough, and you can't do it, and you don't belong here, and killed them all. So God, I beg of your forgiveness because I'm planning on to kill self-doubts on sight. That should be the only thing we want to kill is self-doubts and not one another. Give love when you don't have to. I know it gets hard sometimes to love through your tears. When people make mistakes and keep producing bad results to your heart, but keep receiving them in a kind manner. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Stop trying to run away from yourself. You must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word, but. But is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your argument. Master your skills of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. Procrastinating is the stealer of time. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. Getting unstuck makes the mark how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. You know, embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life of love. When people told you you're not good enough, you don't belong here, and you can't do it, those are the things that weigh you down in your life and that prevent you from growing in life. But instead, let it set you on a great journey and looking forward to tomorrow. Unanswered questions. Self-control makes you remember the dramatic impact of unpleasant experiences that put a crushing defeat on your heart and mind. So pain is salt on your priority and confuses you. Disappointment allows fear to destroy your love. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. The conscience that will die unless you step over into love. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? If you stop concentrating just on the fragments of your life and stop letting your feelings control your actions, do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet figured out about yourself. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up whenever you encounter a challenging that life will present itself with. So you must learn to refuse to be a slave in your own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption condition of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears being implanted in your mind from other people's. See, that's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of you. See, they've been living, people live in somebody else's story all the time of somebody's opinion, because you were separated from your expectation. See, that's our limitation progress. If you refuse not to move out of the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. See, some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter and an extended period of food shortage. As peoples, we have some of these traits. Put ourselves to sleep We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves that's falling off the trees. And we just lying under the pile of leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. As your fears absorbing moisture beneath the dead leaves, the soil being nourishing you with life, waiting for growth. But fears smothering your life, overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. You haven't discovered yet about yourself. Because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. See, without sunlight and water and regular love, you will not grow healthy. You will not grow healthy in life without someone to see the light there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone's promise. So you must tell yourself, I have been able to keep a consistent balance throughout the years. A wide array of opportunities driven me to combine fear and love to achieve the qualification to increase the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. Confidence is the gateway to move precisely to recover the type of effort that would bring understanding to a critical impact. See, once the deepening is completed with confidence, you will discover diversification hosts your pain. That shields you from reaching your dreams. So people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. So you must have a conference with love and fear. Include a high-level overview that focuses on emerging a large demand to learn about every aspect of realistic quotations. Because we can't stop letting our feeling control our action. See, life longs for itself. Your love comes through you, but not from you. Because life left inescapable, ugly scars on your emotions that would not go away. It could have been that you was physically abused or mentally abused. So that's why you got to combine fear and love to achieve confidence. But I would like to tell the gospel community, we would love to hear your music on this show. So upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com, you know, with a twist of R&B. We're looking forward to hearing from the gospel community and with uplifting music to help us out. To help us out with the show, to produce a lot of great music and give the artists a chance and opportunity to get their music heard. So after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. And you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Kimmy Hearn on the Spreaker channel, www.spreaker.com/listen, Hip Hop National Radio.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. For real though, we got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but his son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see, and changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me, you taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything, help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching, my mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion, rebuking division, separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ, so help us remember who God is. Lord, I am not me, help me be a changed man.
Much more, give God the glory and put him on a mount. No rush more. Some folks are like, what for? God isn't real, but he hasn't changed their hearts yet, so they don't know the deal. God give them something they can feel, or send your word right to them, dividing asunder of soul and spirit, cut right through them.
Lord, I am not me, help me be a changed man.
They will be shouting and annoying. been torn apart. That's why I pray every day that this world change. Why can't we come together in this 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this is a cold world that we living in. And this is a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison. Every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army. Every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital. Every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home. Don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner. Tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Them 45s, them AKs. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them
up. Be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Marching. And before then, you heard I'm Not Me. So, gospel community, we would love to hear your music on the show. So, upload your MP3 to WW Hip Hop National with a twist of R&B and etc. We'd love to hear your music and give you the opportunity to get your music played on the show. We also have a magazine. Hip Hop National have a magazine. Also, you can get a big write-up about yourself in this magazine. You don't have to be a star, which they did feature Kurt Franklin and I think maybe also in this magazine. But you don't have to be a star to get a big write-up on you in this magazine. Hip Hop National got a lot of great platforms, that you can use and to advertise with. So you can also get a big write-up about your kids, the things that they're achieving in school, being on the honor roll. You know, you can get your child written in Hip Hop National Magazine, and that'll give them a chance to see that their parents really care about them and love them. So let's switch the role play and put our attention on the kids also. You don't have to just read about famous people, but you can take ordinary people doing extraordinary things and let the famous people read about us also or about your kids. I just want to give that disclaimer out there, all the great things that this platform, Hip Hop National, has to offer. But getting back into the topic, the ministry of motivation, the topic is combine fear and love to achieve your goal, to achieve confidence. Every day is a new day, you have to say to yourself. I can enter this race of life, and I can be a winner in life. Now, I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. I said to myself, or I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help, give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love, so you will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. I like to go on Facebook and look at videos and look at comments, posts on there, so I can see the inside of their mind and what they're thinking about. And there was one particular story that I saw that caught my attention. It was a little boy. I think he was maybe about 2 years old. I think he had, I think one of his legs was cut off or something because he had a brace on his leg. And he had a walker in front of him. I think he was trying to teach him how to walk after this operation. And it was a touchy story because the lady was behind him, was making sure that this little boy wouldn't fall. So, like I say, he had a bracelet on his leg. I would imagine the boy was more than about 2 years old. But as he was trying to take steps, the person would be behind this young man to catch him if he get ready to fall. So he would have a soft place to fall to. So the little boy starts trying to take steps. The first two or three steps he tried to take, he lost his balance and fell back, and the lady caught him because this was new to him, and he was trying to walk again. And you got to keep in mind that he was only a little boy, about 2 years old. But I noticed something about this young boy. He started to say to himself, I got this. And he started taking better steps and getting his balance back together as he was walking with his walker in front of him, and plus he had braces on his leg. And once the boy started to take better steps, the lady had her arms around him, but she wasn't touching him just in case he get ready to fall. And the young man started taking great steps and teaching himself how to walk again. And he kept saying to himself, I got this. I got this. And he will take this, the walker, and put in front of him a little bit further to balance himself so he can maintain taking steps. And all of a sudden, that young man started taking some great steps and keeping his balance without anyone holding him up. So he combined his fear and love and to achieve his confidence. But it's just like God. He has his arms around us, but we never can see it, but he's going to keep us from falling. And I thought that was one remarkable story on Facebook, to be 2 years old, and this boy got his leg cut off, and he got braces or artificial leg on and learning how to walk again. I thought that was a very commendable story to be told. These are the type of things that inspire me. These are the type of things that need to be heard, that goes unheard in life. But I just thought that was a remarkable story. And that makes me think in life and some of the things that I need to do. And the two most important days of our life is when we are born and when we die. I turn around and I look. So much death is all around us. So much stuff like child molestation. You know, I just want somebody to live and enjoy their life and stop cutting it short and killing one another. That's the sad part of this story. See, when death comes and visits me and knock on my door, I would like to ask death to come on in and take a seat and let me tell him about the things that I added to life and the way I will live on in someone else's story. Yes, he will be there to try to rob me of my joy. But I'm going to switch the role play. I'm going to rob him of his joy. I'm going to let him know I did a fine job in working to help people to be a friend with God. What I implanted in people's minds, life will live forever. So when it comes to a point in your life, you have to embrace some things in life, and death is one of them. Like I said, the only thing I want when he knocks, I just want to be able to ask him to come on in, sit down for a spell, tell him about the journey, the things I had to go through in life. Let me tell you about my beginning, because he already knows your end. I just want to tell my story. Things I did and things I done, and the love I had to try to help somebody in life, and how I saw life was precious in the eyes of the beholder. So when that day comes, I want somebody to say, Lo showed me how to live through his death. It's get lonely sometime in life, and no one is there to help you. But in the process in life, we learn how to deal with setbacks and difficulties, trying to stop us from reaching our goals, and how to live a better life or have a balanced view on life. Those are some of the things I want to tell this. I want to know, what kind of name are you making for yourself? What stories are you going to tell this? Oh, I didn't get the chance to do that. Oh, I didn't do this. The death wants you to beg him. Because he knows discrimination was impolite and he wouldn't accept your forgiveness. See, I want to sit down and embrace him and say, my purpose is not to get the best from this world, but to give my best to this world. So do what you can and not die with your greatness inside of you, because your breakdown could be somebody breakthrough. And for me, seeing that video of that little boy like 2 years old, that had them braces on his leg. And walking with that walker, taking step by step and not giving up in life, and planted something in my mind, something I want to do with my life that'll just throw my life away. Like I said, that story is very commendable, and it really touched me when I saw that story. So I decided to share that with you because those are the type of things that I like to focus on. Someone that small can take something so big and make it look so simple in life. Why can't I, as a grown man, do little things and make something big happen with it? We need to stop and switch the role play in life. I see more kids doing more fantastic things with their life. And sometimes we give up on our own life because we feel like there's nothing else for us to give. But it's a lot for us to give. If only we focus and take step by step and open up the community line with God and talk to him to ask for help to guide us through this thing called life. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy task, but it must be did. It must be did because that's the only way you're going to get through life. The obstacles in your life are in your life to stop you temporarily, not to stop you in your steps, but to make you grow on your journey in life. So, right now, I would like to, after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. And you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people. Like a cancer, it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Hey, she's your daughter. She's your mother. And today is the only day you have to forgive. Forget how it felt. Now's the time to change it. Release yourself from this prison you built. It's not made of brick. It's a mental institution. You need to fight. Or like a cancer, it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Day, you have to live with. knowing that you may never see them again. Hey, he's your brother, he's your father, and today is the only day.
Got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to VelderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
It's time to play. You're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Radio promo
right here
on Hip Hop National Radio.
That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing,
website development,
website hosting, internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Holy Spirit, and before then you heard Forgive. Gospel community, we would love to hear your music on this show. So upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnational. With a twist of R&B and et cetera, we get the word out for you. So upload your MP3 player, your MP3, so we can hear your music and get the word out to your fan base. Well, the topic of the show tonight is combined fear and love to achieve confidence. And we came from 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. You know, there are so many empty core peoples with nothing in them anymore because they became confused. We have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to be loved forever with the right attitude toward God's mercy. You know, hope don't require no explanation. Everyone at times finds it hard to obey. You have to learn to be obedient in the mind. Avoid distraction, unpleasant experiences are unable to measure up to love. You know, keep your senses in all things. Display goodness. Receive it in a kind manner. Become all things. Eliminate dissatisfaction of the spirit. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. Encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. Stop catering to your weakness. Take back your control. If you stumble, unleashing your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Stop measuring yourself against other people because you don't have fears. You have other people's fears, what have been implanted in your mind. See, that's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody's story. See, your story starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As you fill this blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experiences of life, that shapes your individuality and personality. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Ask yourself, who changed the world? A powerful message of hope and comfort has affected lives of people earthwide. See, your everyday life have influenced your whole hearts and minds and your gentle grasp. You can transform hate to love. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. These are the things will keep your heart unlocked. So you got to keep conquering it by controlling the anger. I would just like to say to give a big thanks to Poetic Wingness, to Poetic that worked so hard to bring this show, to bring people together, and try to teach them how to come together and to live together and to grow spiritually. He's doing a great job, and he's a great friend of mine, and I want to thank him for giving me this opportunity to be a part of Hip Hop National Ministry to help motivate people. And we hope and we pray that the artists out there will take the time out and listen to this show and help us grow and to upgrade some of our equipment. So we got a lot of great ideas for the future. And we need a little help to get to that level so we can all grow together, so we can be able to reach one another a little better and hear each other clear. So I just wanted to give that big thanks to Poetic Wing for the great job that he do. He may do hip-hop, but he's a spiritual man with it all. I just want to give a big thanks
thank
to
you
him.
Too, John. I want to say thank you, too.
Yeah.
And what John was saying, guys, we do need the community's help. We need you to go to www.hiphopnational.com. Part of your help is uploading your music and bringing your audience and telling people about your music being played and supported on the program. We accept all genres of music. That's hip-hop, pop, R&B, and gospel, and et cetera. So definitely we want your music to be a part of our program. And if you like what you're hearing, also, you have the ability to donate. All you have to go down to the bottom, scroll down to the bottom of the page, the bottom left of the page, and you will see a donate button. Feel free, you know, if you want to put $1, $1 will help a lot, but millions of dollars help even more. So if you want to put $1 million, we encourage you. Just want to let you guys know we appreciate all that you do for making this platform a success by listening in. Okay, back to you, John. Want to let you go ahead and close out on the show, man. Thank you. What a wonderful topic. I appreciate it. Oh, John, I wanted to say this. The kid that you was talking about, I saw that video as well. What an inspiring video for a young man. I mean, possibly 2 or 3 years old, he stood up like a real soldier, and he just say, I got it. And, man, that was just so encouraging to see this little boy who, I mean, he's handicapped because he didn't have, I think he had a false leg. And he had one strong leg, and he's just pushing along in front of that stroller, that little walker. And, I mean, man, what an incredible story. I'm glad you picked that of choice, because you're talking about confidence and combining your fear and your love to achieve confidence. Well, to me, he exuded a great deal of confidence. What a great example. Wanted to share that with you. You know how it's going.
That's where I got it from, off your Facebook page and that video that you uploaded. But
yeah.
I would like to close tonight with a prayer. I would just like to approach God's throne and petition God. God, I would like to say, I want to give thanks to you for letting us to together one more time and be able to share some heartfelt, true stories, to upbuild one another, to help one another, to be a shoulder to lean on, or to be a walker so that we can walk on, so they can use as a crutch to walk in life, to help them to keep things going. And I would like to just say thank you, Lord, just for being here in our life. This I pray in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. I want to say good night, everybody. And before I say good night, please go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your MP3 today. We're waiting on you. Appreciate it. Good night, everybody. Good day, everybody. Take care, John.
Same thing you put.
All right, man. Good night.
Good night. HiphopNational.com.
thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.